Welcome to the Lectio Divina Meditation. Lectio Divina, which is Latin for divine reading, is a Benedictine practice. In this meditation, we experience the voice of God through the slow contemplative reading of biblical scriptures. In this practice, the Bible is seen as a living, breathing embodiment of the Holy Spirit. It places Christ at the center of all teachings and uses Him as the key to the scriptures. To begin, find a comfortable place to sit and take a few deep breaths. Let go of your inner chatter, your to-do list, and all thoughts of the outside world. You can choose any passage of scripture for Lectio Divina. For this meditation, we will focus on Matthew 5, also known as the Beatitudes, which Jesus taught to his followers during the Sermon on the Mount. I will read the passage twice. During the first reading, listen to the passage with an open mind and gentle attention. Notice if any words or phrases pull at your heart. If you feel drawn to a particular passage, reflect on it in the moments of silence that follow. During the second reading, concentrate on the words or phrases you are drawn to the first time. In the silence that follows, repeat them to yourself and feel what they mean to you. Matthew 5, verses 1 through 10. Now when Jesus saw the crowds, he went up on a mountainside and sat down. His disciples came to him, and he began to teach them. He said, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Again, Matthew 5, verses 1 through 10. Now when Jesus saw the crowds, he went up on a mountainside and sat down. His disciples came to him, and he began to teach them. He said, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." The timer will sound in 5 minutes. Whenever you feel ready, gently shift your attention outward. Imagine God is present with you and asking, "What can I do for you?" Feel His love and acceptance. Tell Him in whatever way feels natural, through words, images, or even just feelings. Afterwards, become still and quiet again. The timer will sound in 5 minutes. Finally, notice if you are called to take action on anything you learned today. Is there a way to improve your life, improve a relationship, or serve another? Spend as long as you'd like in quiet contemplation and know that an inner dialogue with God is available anytime you are still and quiet. The timer will sound at 15 and 20 minutes.